Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aharon Sorcher. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We're learning Maseches Beim, Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel is coming as a continuation of the discussion of the Gemara in Chav Beis and Mebeis, the discussion in regard to the Machlekes in the Mishnah in regard to Mugmar. Mugmar is when you put spices on coals to make a smell. So there, the machlokes in the Mishnah was whether you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to put spices on coals on Yom Tov to make a smell. And the Gemara's maskana was that if you're doing it to get the smell into clothing, into garments, that's aser according to everyone, because that's mesaken mana. That's like taking kli, that's aser. The machlokes there was just to make a smell in the house. And what's the machlokes? The man d'yamid that says it's mutter is because it's called the tzarech yamtif. You want a good smell in the house. So, mitayich shuch yavar l'tzarech, huch yishalei l'tzarech. And the man d'yamid that says that it's aser holds that you need shavu l'chol nefesh. You need a tzarech which is a tzarech for everyone. Everyone would have this tzarech. Mashen ke mugmar, for most people, they don't gain anything by having the smell of mugmar in the house. It's just for mufanakim, it's just for people that care about these things. And that's a miyut, and therefore it's not called shavu l'chol nefesh, and therefore it's aser on yantif, and that's the halacha. Now, b'hemshech to that, there's a machlekes, the Gemara is a shayla, ma'o la'ashen. You like to smoke the food, to take this mugma, to take the spices, and put it on coals to make a smoke, and get the smoke to flavor the food with the smoke of the mugma. So, machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, Rav holds it's aser, Shmuel holds it's mutter. And like Rashi explains, the machlokes is when you're flavoring food with the smoke, is that also called Einish Shavu Chol Nefesh? Because most people do not flavor their food with the smoke, and therefore it's Einish Shavu Chol Nefesh. Or do you say that no, everyone would appreciate the food to be flavored with smoke? Some people can't afford it, most people can't afford it, but if they would have the mugmer, they would appreciate it. So it is called Shavu Chol Nefesh. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So in this discussion, the Gemara brings down Rav Yehuda's shita that says, Al-gabi gecheles aser, al-gabi cheres mutter. It depends how you do the mugmar. If you do it on a coal, it's aser. If you do it on the cheres, it's mutter. So what does Rav Yehuda hold? If he holds it shavu l'chol nefesh, so why isn't it mutter even on a coal? If he holds it ain't a shavu l'chol nefesh, so why is it mutter on cheres? So we have a machlekes rishayim about this. Rashi and Tosis hold that really holds its einish shavu l'chol nefesh. But still, therefore it's asher on a kol, because you're doing kibui, like the Gemara says, and now do kibui, it's not called tzarech l'chol nefesh, because it's einish shavu l'chol nefesh. So why does he hold its mutter on a kli cheres? Then we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says it's mutter on a cheres because the avar is called avar kalacha yad. It's avar with a shinoi. It's only asher midarabanan. And presumably, there is a tzarech for him, he wants the food to be flavored by smoke, the simchas yantif for him, the rabbanim were in geyser on kalacha yad when it comes to giving a smoke flavor to the peiros. But Taisus holds it's not called havara kalacha yad, that's called havara kedarka. Rashi holds it's called kalacha yad because normally you do the mugmar on gecheles, and a cheres is called kalacha yad. But Taisus holds no, Taisus holds it's called havara kedarka. So why is it mutter according to Rav Yehuda? The reason why it's mutter is because havara is mutter even shaloi letzarech klal. Even havara that's done shaloi letzarech klal is also mutter on Yom Tov. And therefore, you don't need a tzarech echel nefesh for havara. Havara is an exception to the malachas. Other malachas we learned in Taisus before in Daf Yud Beis, they only say mitayich when there's a tzarech, when there's a tzarech Yom Tov, or a tzarech mitzvah sayayim. Stamizo, you wouldn't say mitaych, but avar is an exception. Avar is mutter even shlele tzarech klal. That's what Taisus says. And Taisus brings us yisayif in the Yishalmi, that the Yishalmi says, the machlek is in the Yishalmi, but the Yishalmi says that a nereshel batala, Rabbi Yisrael holds it's asin, a chamol it's mutter. A nereshel batala means a ner that you don't need, you're not using, you don't need to use. So it's a machlek is if it's asin or mutter. So you see, according to Yisham, it is a man, the Yom, and a Chacham that say the Ner Shabbatol is mutter. You see that Avar is mutter, even if it's Shalai Litzarech Klal. Avinu also holds this way, that Kibui it be Aser, because it's not called Shavu L'chol Nefesh, but Avar is mutter because it's mutter Shalai Litzarech Klal. So let's discuss this Yishalmi, and discuss this tzad that avara is different than other malachis and it's bechlam and asur and yamtif, it's even mutish leilatzer klal. Why is it? And what exactly are the gedar? Now, some Rishayim hold that even the Yishalmi that's matter in Ershal Batola is not the pshat that avara is an exception, it's mutiv and shleil tzarech klal. The pshat is, that's also called the tzarech. This is the pshat of Rebbeinu Yeruchim, which is brought in the Beis Yosef and Simon Tavkuf Yudalit. The Rebbeinu Yeruchim holds that if it's an Ershal Batola, it has no purpose at all of aditzas, it is no tzad to be mattered. What's the case of Ershal Batola? You're lighting a candle which you don't need for its light, you're not going to use the candle, but it's there for kavod. Even today, people have, as a status symbol, to make a dignified ear, they put their light candles by a suda, by a fancy suda. They light candles, or they light candles in the house in order to show a status, in order for kavod. So that's what the Yishalmi is saying. The one that matters in Ner Shabbatoli, it's also called the Tzerech Yantif. That's called the Tzerech Yantif because the Ner is there for kavod. That's a pshat of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Mi'imi also is mashma, a similar pshat. The Mi'imi says the Ner Shabbatola is that they're lighting a candle because they're scared. They need a candle in the house. Even when they're sleeping, they want a candle. It should always be there. The pshat is they're not going to actually use the candle, but it's there for security. Makes them feel better. So also there is a ksas tzarech in the Ner. But if it's totally batala, shloil tzarech klal, then it's aser. Lefi, if you learn this pshat in the Yishalmi has no shayches to this Gemara. You can't say that he matters a al-gabi cheres because of the Yishalmi that Ner Shabbatola is mutter. There's a tzarech. The shalas are called a tzarech or not. Mashen can hear, it's ein eshav l'chol nefesh. That's why ases gacheles. So then, by cheres, by havarim, it also should be aser. Balkopan, and there's one pshat in the Yishalmi that Ner Shabbatola means it's done for covet. And this is how it's brought in the Peskim. The truth is, Yishalmi, like Tesis points out, seems to come out that it's aser. Rabbi Yechanan says, leitesev leitishri. You can't aser it, but you can't be matter it. Those achara means an ikra din it's mutter, but lamaisa you have to be noig lechumra. And that's a psak in the Shulchan Aruch, that ner shabbatola is aser lad likoy. But like we're saying, the feel the way Rabbi Yeruchim learns in the mashmais of the Meiri, that it's not, if it's shaloi letzer klal, it's pasha that it's aser. That can be nisadei aisa. Mashayin kain, if it's letzer covered, so there, it's Tzatzish Maskan of Yisham, Eletesel Eletishri. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you're doing it Letzerich Yantif, you want to be Marib and Neiris, Letzerich Yantif, that's Avada Mutter. Even though you could use less Neiris, you want to make more Neiris, Letzerich Yantif, it's Mutter. But he says, Dafka Belaila, B'yayim, he says, it's Aser. That's the case of Ner Shabbatala. He says, if it's Versud, it's Bris Mila. So there, it's for covet of a mitzvah. So there, it's Mutter. The Shulchan Aruch already says, it's from the Rosh, that the Ner Shabbat Knesset is mutter, even though you're not using it, but that's for a mitzvah. It's not called the Ner Shabbat Tala, it's for a mitzvah. There's also a discussion in the Bialacha about a Ner Shabbat, a yahrzeit candle, which you're not using at all, but the Shalas is called for a mitzvah. The Bialacha says it's better if you light it by where you eat, where you could use the Ner, so then you won't have a Shal at all, but even if you can't, he brings in the Ksav Seif, it's also called the Ner Shabbat Mitzvah, it's for Kveid HaVeisav, that also has a din of a Ner Shabbat Mitzvah. Al Kapanim, this is one pshat in Ner Shabbatola, which the Ikab pshat that's brought in the Paiskim, that even the Yishalmi that's mat in Ner Shabbatola would have to have some tzarech, and the Maisui Paskin Ner Shabbatola is aser. But Taisus here says that the pshat in Ner Shabbatola is mutter shalayla tzarech klal. And this is the other pshat in the Rishayim. Taisus, the Rambam also seems to hold that a Ner is mutter shalayla tzarech klal. So it seemed then that Avara would be an exception to other malachas. Other malachas, Tezen Nafid Bey says, is Asr Shalei Letzerech Klal, but Avara would be Mutter Shalei Letzerech Klal. How do we understand the chilik between Avara and other malachas? So Tezen seems to say two different pshat, and Pnei Yeshua is bothered. It seems to be a shini, seems to be a chsar and lashin and Tezen, because he starts off with one pshat, and then he finishes with a different pshat. Tezen's first pshat says that it's totally if you hold Avara l'chalik yatzis or Avara l'lav yatzis. As is well known, is a puzzle Sivayu Eish B'chol Meshisecha M'yei Meshabbos. And the Tanaim discussed, what's Ipshat in the Pasuk, wanting the Pasuk to tell you that Avara is Asr, to light a fire? We already know it's from the Lamites Malachis. So there's a Machlekes Tanaim, Rabbi Nosson says Avara l'chalik yatzis. The reason why it says Avara is to tell you that each Malacha has its own Chiv, Havar l'chalik yatzis, just like Havar has its own chiv, its own lav. So each of the 39 malachas you learn out from Havar has its own chiv, its own lav. You get its own carbon chattis if you do two malachas Shabbos b'shegig. That's one pshat, that's Reb Nosson. And Rebbe says, Avara l'lav yatzis. It's a mimekel on Avara. All other malachas Shabbos have kairis and skila, and Avara only has a lav. Avara l'lav yatzis. So, Taisis says that if you hold Avara l'lav yatzis, so then it doesn't apply to Yantif, because it doesn't say anywhere that there's an Isra Avara and Yantif. So if you hold Avara l'chalik yatzis, so Avara is a regular malacha like every other malacha. It says, by Yantif v'lisastik malacha, it says, so Mimela, that means all 39 malachas, except for Eichel Nefesh, Acher Sheyach Eichel Nefesh, everything has a heter of Eichel Nefesh, or you have Mitoich, if you have a Tzarech HaYayim, that's all Mutter. Mashenkin, if you have no Tzarech at all, Avar is a regular malacha, like any malacha. It's Nichol, the Pasuk of Yisrael, the malacha by Yamtiv. Mashenkin, if you hold Avar, the Lav Yatzis, so Kum Dezavar is not a malacha. You don't get Kairis, you don't get Skila, it's not a malacha. If it's not a malacha, so Mimela, it's Mutter on Yamtiv. So Lefize, it would sound like this, but Chol no Yisavar and Yamtiv altogether. As long as the old Avar l'lav yatzis. Now, it's really a Gemara in Psachim, which is Tup Shatim and Taisis the Psachim. It's a Gemara in Psachim that way. Tup Shatim and Taisim Psachim, whether the Gemara is saying this or not. The Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Kiva says, you have a Pasuk, Ach Bayayim Harishon Tashpis Asarim Batechem. You have destroyed the Chametz from your house Bayayim Harishon. The Gemara dashes that it's Erev Yantif. Rabbi Kiva says, how do you know it's Erev Yantif? How do you know Bayayim Harishon means an Erev Yantif you have to destroy the Chametz? Maybe Bayayim Harishon means on Yantif. So Rabbi Kiva says, Avaraya means Erev Yantif, it can't mean Yantif, because on Yantif, Havara is an Av Malacha. He says, Metzinul Havara Shu Av Malacha. That's the Lashon Rabbi Kiva says in the Braisa. So therefore, you can't destroy the Chametz in Yantif, because you'd be doing Havara, and Havara is an Av Malacha, must mean Erev Yantif. So the Gemara says, Shema Min Atlas. You can see three things from Rabbi Kiva. First of all, Rabbi Kiva also got Yudei and Bia Chametz Sala Sreifa. They have to destroy the Chametz with burning. If you can destroy the Chametz another way, so then, you have no raya that you can't, that's not on Yamtif. You could burn the Chametz a different way. Vayis says, no, ain't be a Chametz al Asreifa. You have to destroy the Chametz through burning it. And Mimela, you can't burn it on Yamtif because Avar is an Av Malacha. The second thing the Gemara says is that Yisrael Bekiva doesn't hold a Mitaych. If a Bekiva would hold Mitaych, Shehucha Avar Litzarech, Hucha Shalai Litzarech, so then he would allow you to burn the Chametz on Yamtif because you have the Heter of Mitaych. And like Taisus points out, this is not called the Shlal Tzarech Klal, this is Tzarech Mitzvah Sayyayim. It's like taking a lulav, like a tzav a lulav, which is mutter, because it's mitaych, Tzarech Mitzvah Sayyayim. So who then burning chametz would be mutter, it says Mitzvah Sayyayim, it would be mutter, even though, even if you have to do with burning, even though Havar would be Aser on Yamtif, because you have mitaych. Elamai B'kiva holds like B'shamay, he doesn't hold the mitaych, Shutcha Havar, Tzarech, Shutcha Shlal Tzarech. That's the second Shema Amina. And the third Shema Amina of the Gemara says, Ma'isei Shu B'kiv Ol Zavar L'chalak Yatzis. Now, Shaila is why. How do you see a B'kiv Ol Zavar L'chalak Yatzis? So, Taisus has two pshat in there. One pshat is the Loshner B'kiva. Balder B'kiva said Avar is an Av Malacha. And Av Malacha sounds like it's a regular Chashiv Malacha like every other Malacha. If you hold Avar L'lav Yatzis, it's not an Av Malacha. It's a lower class Malacha. It doesn't get Karis and Skila. So, you wouldn't have used the Loshner Av Malacha. But the Etzim Din that Rabbi Kiva says, that there'll be an Isra Avara and Yantif, that you don't see that he holds Avara L'chalak Yatzis. Even if you hold Avara L'lav Yatzis, it will be Isra and Yantif. That's the first Teretz of Taisus Simsachem. Second Teretz of Taisus Simsachem, the Riva, he says, no, if you hold Avara L'lav Yatzis, so come this wouldn't be Isra and Yantif altogether. Because Avara is not a Malacha, Avara, it doesn't get Karis and Skill, it's not really a Malacha. And by Yamtiv, it says you can't do malachas. Any of the other 38 malachas, they're all malachas. So I've this nichon in lesasim malacha, except if you have Eichel Nefesh, if you have Mitaych, you have a reason why it's mutter. But Shaykin Avara, if you hold Avara L'lav Yatz, it's not a malacha, so it won't be Aser on Yamtiv. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph, Simon Tezayin, points out that you have a similar machlokes in regard to Shvisas Avdai and Shvisas Behemtai, if they apply on Yamtiv. It's a machlokes Rishaynim. Shvisas Behemtai is brought in the Beis Yosef in Simen Tav Tzadikei, and Shvisas Avdai is also brought in the Beis Yosef in Simen Dalet Shin in Arachayim. It's brought in Machlokes Rishayim, where the din of Shvisas Avdai and Shvisas Behemtai apply on Yomtif. Lamais it says it in Shabbos, it's Leisasim Locha Ato, Ubincha Avdecha Vamaschu Vemtecha. You have a din of Shvisas Eved, you have a din of Shvisas Behemtai, you can't have your behemoths doing Malachas on Shabbos. Does that apply to Yomtif? So it sounds like a similar machlokes. In other words, the shaila is in concept. When the Torah says that malachas aser on yamtiv, does the Torah mean that anything that's Asr on Shabbos, anything that has an Issa Shabbos is also Asr on Yantiv, except for Eichel Nefesh. Or the time in Dafka Malacha. She says, after she's bent, there's not Malacha. It's an Issa, but not like you're not doing the Malacha. So Avar also the same thing. Avar is not a Malacha, but it's Asr on Shabbos. Has a similar machlaikas. Chagasai discusses, what about Tchumen? If the old Tchumen is the Raisa, Kivol's Tchumen is the Raisa, or the Ari Shain and the Ramam and the Rif hold that Tchumen of Yud, of Alpayim Am is the Rabbanan, but Tchumen, if you go out of Yud Beis Mil, that's the Raisa. Does that apply to Yantif? It's only the same type of Shaila. It's not a Malacha, but it's an Issa Shabbos. Does that apply to Yantif or not? Beislevi is Mechalak Abyssal, that could be Havar is worse. Could be Havar really is a Malacha, without a special Miut. With that special afka, you would get karis and skila from it. You need an afka, a miyut, that you don't get karis and skila, but it's still called a malacha. Mashiach, the other things aren't really a malacha at all. He discusses it there. But that's the chayr of the shailam, if the machlekes of Yvonne, the other teres of Taisis, had to learn the gemarim sachim, if avar lulav yatsis, would that be asa and yantav? Is it pshat everything that's asa and shav is asa and yantav except for echel nefesh, or only malachas? So Shagasai is bothered with the Rivam that if you're going to say that only Malachis, so that should also apply to Yom Kippur. L'chayr, according to the Rivam, it says that Avara, if you hold Avara l'lavyatzis, it's mutter. On Yom Tif, who's in Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur also doesn't say it's evaluation Yom Kippur, it says evaluation of Shabbos. Yom Kippur doesn't say. So if you hold Avara l'lavyatzis, then it's mutter on Yom Tif. So it really should be mutter on Yom Kippur also. Shagasai brings a raya that there's no tana that holds a sasi Yom Kippur. It brings a raya the Gemara Numa legabi the marachas that were made on Yom Kippur. The Gemara Numa clearly doesn't differentiate according to any tana between Yom Kippur when it's Shabbos and when it's not Shabbos. The marachas that were made, the fires that were made on the Mizbeach, that's the Isra of Avara. And the Gemara there discusses the heter of burning yesterday's karbanis, and the Gemara clearly is not differentiating between Yom Kippur and the Kippur Shkalis of Shabbos according to any Tana. Vaisleis is not sad to say that Avar is Mutter and Yom Kippur. That's his kasha on the Riva. The Beis Halevi, and also it's a Tzlach in Brachas Nun Gimel, they say that Yom Kippur doesn't apply because Yom Kippur is Mamre Shabbos. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Yom Kippur says Shabbos Hu Lashem. Yom Kippur is Shabbos. Either Yom Kippur is Shabbos, or Yom Kippur has a hekesh to Shabbos, or Kapanim Yom Kippur is Shabbos. You don't get skila. Skila is only for Mamash Shabbos, for Yom Shvi. But for every other halacha, Yom Kippur is Mamash Shabbos. So Mela, this din that Avara is excluded because the Laviyatz is from Yontif wouldn't apply to Yom Kippur. That's what it says in the Tzlach. That's what it says in the Beis Halevi. Al Kapanim, this is one sad entasis that the reason why Havara is Mutter, the reason why Nesha Batala is Mutter, the reason why Havara is Mutter, even Shlele Tzarech, and that's what he's learning why Agabe Chayres is Mutter, is because Havara Lulavyatzis, and Mil is not really a Malacha, and it doesn't say this Havara Bayantif, only Malacha Sarasan Yantif, not other Isurim. Lefizah, it's partially we don't bask in that way. I mean, Tais anyway brings Lefizah that the Yishalmi's Eisver is that Leitesav Leitishri, that we don't matter in Nesha Batala. But the Chayitz Parshim passes away because we pass in Avara Lechalik Yatzis. We pass in that Avara, the Stam Mishnah in a few places, that Avara is the same Malacha like every other Malacha. So if we pass in Avara Lechalik Yatzis, Avada, we should pass in that Avara is Aser Shalei Letzarech Klal, if the reason why it's Mutter is Aser Avara Lelav Yatzis. But the Rosh brings the Yishalmi, it says Neresh HaBatov, the Yishalmi really brings a different pshat. The Yishalmi says, because you learn it from the Pasuk, it says, Sevei Reish B'chom HaShaseichem B'yayim HaShabbos, which has nothing to do with Avar L'Lavyatz and Avar L'Chalak Yatzis. It's another drasha. B'yayim HaShabbos is a miyut. B'yayim HaShabbos you're not allowed to be maver. But on Yantif you're allowed to be maver. So this L'char is a different reason why a Ner Shabbatah will be mutter, why Avar will be mutter Shleil Tzarech Klal. And the Magen Mishnah also brings us on the Rambam. The Rambam is mashman that he paskins that Avar is mutter Shleil Tzarech Klal. That's in the Magen Mishnah in Zeram. That's the Mashmeis of the Rambam. And the Magen Mishnah, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, says it that brings its drasha because it says B'yayim HaShabbos. B'yayim HaShabbos, he had to mavir. Out the mavir, you could be mavir on Yom Tov. The Ravid Eifenart says no. It brings the Yishalmi and he brings it the Maskan of the Yishalmi to Asin Ner Shabbatala. But the Rambam's mashma that Ner Shabbatala is mutter. And the Magen Mishnah, even though it's a Varalach Halak Yatzis, the Magen Mishnah brings its Pasuk, B'yayim HaShabbos. So, Kondes, also it sounds like there's no Isser Havara on Yom Tif. But the Magen Avraham asks that the Gemara that we mention in Pesachim is Mavur, that there is an Isser Havara on Yom Tif. Of course, Rabbi Kiva says, Matzinu Lavar Shia Malacha, and that's how we know the Pasuk of Ach B'yayim Rishon Tashbiz HaSarim B'teichem doesn't apply to Yom Tif, it has to be Erev Yom Tif. Because you can't burn the chametz on Yom Tov, because it's avar is an avalacha. Vayislis, you know, darshan this pasuk b'yayim haShabbos yatamavir avalatamavir b'yom tov. Charish dark akasha. Now I see from the Machzor Shekel and the Siv Chaim also is mashed to me that way, that it's totally a mitaych. And then it says it's the Magen Mishnah you have to learn that way. The Magen Mishnah you have to learn that it's totally a mitaych. And the taka depends if you hold the mitaych. And that's what the Gemara means. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold the mitaych. If you hold the mitaych, then avar will be mutter on Yom Tov. But if you don't hold the mitaych, then it's not mutter on Yom Tov. Because the Rambam clearly says that the reason why avar is mutter is because mitaych should shul tzarech achal nefesh, should not mishlo tzarech achal nefesh. He clearly says that the head does not mitaych. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat if the head does not mitaych and then the Magen Mishnah brings his drasha b'yayim haShabbos? And then Mrs. Tysus also bothers me. Like we said, Tysus in the beginning says that the reason is because of Havar L'Lav Yatzis. Havar L'Chalak Yatzis means that it's also to do it on Yantav because it's a Malacha. Havar L'Lav Yatzis holds that it's Mut to do it on Yantav, it's not a Malacha, so it's Mut even Shalei L'Tzarech. But later Tysus says a different Tam. Later Tysus says a Tam because of Mitaych. And he's mechalt in avar and kibbutz avar, which you have with tzarech achal nefesh, you have mitaych. And memel it's muta even shloi letzarech klal. Hashenki and kibbutz, you don't have mitaych. L'chayr, two things are shre. First of all, Tyson Dafyud Bey says that even when you have mitaych, it's not muta shloi letzarech klal. It's only muta letzarech sas letzarech hayayim. But shloi letzarech klal is also even by mitaych. So what's he saying here that mitaych is not even shloi letzarech klal? And second of all, the Yishalmi's mashbit is only din of ner. Ner shabbatol Yishalmi says mutter. Not every time you say mitaych. And the Yishalmi brings the pasuk like the Rush brings. Tais doesn't bring this part of Yishalmi, but the Yishalmi brings the pasuk. L'savayrish b'chol m'shaseichem b'yayim haShabbos. They learn it from a pasuk. Avar is only us on Shabbos, not on Yontif. So I think the pshat is that the pasuk's not stam telling you there's no issa avar on Yontif. That b'chol there's no issa avar. The Pasuk is extending the Mitaych. The Pasuk is telling you that you'll say Mitaych on Avara. This is what the Magen Mishnah L'chayr says. The Magen Mishnah says that B'emesin you wouldn't say Mitaych on Avara. The Magen Mishnah's Yisayit is because you only say Mitaych on the Malachas that you do with the food directly. Like Shkita and Bishol, which you're doing with the food directly. And Lisha. But Masha'enki and Avara. Avara is not done with the food directly. You wouldn't say Mitaych on Avara. Now, you learn that from B'yayim HaShabbos, that you say Mitaych even on Avara. And I think Taiz means the same thing. That you learn that from B'yayim HaShabbos, that you say Mitaych even though it's Shalei L'Tzarech Klal. That Avara is an exception, not that it's B'chlal no Isser Avara and Yom Tov. But by Avara, you could do Avara and Yom Tov Alts Mitaych. Because without the Pasuk, you wouldn't say Mitaych, because it wouldn't be Mat to Shalei L'Tzarech Klal. The Pasuk says you say Mitaych and you're Mat even Shalei L'Tzarech Klal. So, Mel, it's good to Magen Avraham's Kasha. And Magen Avraham asks that the Gemara Pesachim says that according to Rabbi Kiva, there's Isser Avar and Yom Tov, that's what the Gemara is saying. That the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold the Mitaych. So merely he can't darshan b'yayim haShabbos, so you're not the Yom Tov. That Rosh is not Stamet, that Rosh is telling you Mitaych. So the Gemara is saying two things. Rabbi Kiva asked all the Var L'Chalak Yatzis. So merely there is an Isser Avar and Yom Tov, it's a Malacha. And also Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold the Mitaych. If Rabbi Kiva would hold the Mitaych, send you a darshan b'yayim haShabbos to extend Mitaych, even Shlo Letzer Klal Masha'en Kain, since Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold the Mitaych, so Bechlal, he can't dash him Yom HaShabbos for that. So L'sikum, we have three Pshatim in the Yishalmi of Ner Shabbatola. We have the Pshat of Ben Yeruchim in the Meiri, that it's not Mamash Batola. It's for Kavod, or the Meiri says it's for security, but you are gaining something out of Ner. The Mechlekes is that called a Tzayrich. And the Maskani Yishalmi is L'mais, it's us, it's not called a Tzayrich. You need a bigger Tzayrich. That's one Pshat Nishami. We have the Pshat Nishami that Taisa says at first that the reason why Ner Shabbatol is Mut is because Avar L'Lav Yatzis, and if you hold Avar L'Lav Yatzis, it's Bechlal Nois Avar Nantav altogether. And then we have the third Pshat Nishami that you learn out from B'yayim HaShabbos that there's a Het to Avar, and like we explained, it doesn't mean that there's a Het to Avar Mikol V'Kol is Bechlal Nois, that would be Nistif in the Gemara Mesachim. It means that you could extend the Mitaych, You could also have a mitaych, and that's what's mashman taisis, which he brings down the same mitaych, but smutish la tzarech klal. And the Rambam also says it's alts mitaych, and the Magen Mishnah explains that it's from the pasuk. The pasuk b'yom Shabbos teaches you to extend mitaych to avara, even in the case of ner shabbatel. Like we said, lalacha we don't pass this way. We pass in ner shabbatel is also that's a psak of the shulchan aruch. And pashtus, according to Rav Yishenim, if it's shloi l'tzarech klal b'yosim midereisu. And this is all Rashi and Taisus pshat in the chilik between Gachelis and Cheres, that Rav Yehuda holds it's really not shavu l'chol nefesh, and that's why Gachelis is usher, and Cheres is mutter. Rashi says because there's no kibbutz, and Rashi says avar is because kalach yad. Rashi apparently holds that avar also would be usher when it's ain't shavu l'chol nefesh. And Taisus says no, that Rav Yehuda goes with the shita that avar is mutter shloi l'tzarech klal. We will marry him pshat in the Yishalmi and why avar should be mutter shloi l'tzarech klal. But I see another pshat in the Rishayim, and it has to do with the Gemara's teretz of the Gemara's maskana of Bishra Gumi. The Gemara's maskana is that it is mutter to la'ashen, it is mutter to make the smoke flavor into the peris, even agabe gechelas. And the Gemara says mini dahava Bishra Gumi. It's the same thing as Bishra Gumi. When you have meat that you're roasting over coals. So the Rashi asks the kasha, why does the Gemara have to say, Mida da'ava abisra agumri? What's the pshat in the Gemara that it says, Mida da'ava abisra agumri? Why did the Gemara have to say that for? The Gemara understood that kibu is mutl tzarech echol nefesh. Why not? Why shouldn't kibu be mutl tzarech echol nefesh? The Gemara understood that the whole time. The Gemara's whole shaila was, is it called shavu l'chol nefesh? Not called shavu l'chol nefesh. Rav apparently holds it is called shavu l'chol nefesh, and just say that halach is kirav, that it's halach is kishmul, that it's called shavu l'chol nefesh. What's his midi da'ava b'risha gumi? What's it being meis of any avana in midi da'ava b'risha gumi? That's right, the Rashbani blinds of the tzarechi. The Shini Nekevetzis brings a teretz, similar teretz from, he says, from his Rebbe and from the Ritva. He says the teretz is, Rav wants to explain why it's even mutter agabi gechalas and not just agabi cheres. Because he says a whole new pshat in why Rav Yehuda holds Agabe Cheres is mutter and Agabe Gechelis is aser. That really Rav Yehuda holds that it is Shavu l'chol nefesh. And there is a heter of Eichel Nefesh for to do la'ashen, to make the smoke favor in the peyrus. And that's why it's mutter Agabe Cheres. A third pshat, because it's not because it's a kalach hayad or avar is mutter shlo tzarech klal, it's avar is mutter because it's called tzarech Eichel Nefesh, a pashat of tzarech Eichel Nefesh. So why is it also by Gechelis? Zagin the Rishayim, because even the Tzarech Echol Nefesh, you can't do the Kibbutz. Why? So I see, the Shita really has two times. The Shita, B'Shem is Rebbe, says the time, because you don't need the Kibbutz. You have an Eitzah, you could do it like Agabe Cheres. So why are you doing it Agabe Gechelis? The Kibbutz is not called the Tzarech Echol Nefesh, because you don't need it. You have another Eitzah to do without a Kibbutz. That's why it's also to do with the Kibbutz. That's the Pshat he says from Mayri. The Pshat he says from the Ritva, is because the kibbutz is not directly doing the eichel nefesh. It's a byproduct. The eichel nefesh is being done really with the avara. The smoke's coming from the avara. The kibbutz is a byproduct. That's what's happening memela because of what you're doing. On that, Rav is saying a teretz, mida da'ava b'risha gumi. Just like you see in Ma'isim b'chol yoyim, we take meat and we grill it on the coals, and there it's causing a kibbutz to the coals. And it's still mutter, even though you have another eitzah, you could cook meat in a pot. You don't have to put meat directly on the coals, you could put it in the pot. So vayistayis, you don't say that, you want it on the coals, that's mutter to do kibbutz. And also you see that you're allowed to do the kibbutz, even though the kibbutz is not what's cooking the meat, it's the avar is cooking the meat. The kibbutz is just a byproduct, but still you see it's mutter, you don't have that problem, it's called eichel nefesh. So b'kitzur, we see from the shita, from b'shem mayre, b'shem d'ritva, another pshat, and why al-gabi chayris is mutter. Because it is shavu l'chol nefesh, so why is agabe gechelis aser? Either because you don't need the kibbutz, you can do it agabe cheres, or because the kibbutz is not directly making the eichel nefesh. Now, like we said, the maskana of the Gemara seems to be that it is called shavu l'chol nefesh, and the reason why, and that's why it's mutter. But mainly, you're allowed to do a sai avar, a sai kibbutz for the purpose of ishun. But there's a pshaf in the Melchames, the Ramban, and the Ran learns this way in the Rif, because the Rif says that Bishra Gumi is not considered kibbutz. And the Ramban explains, he's bothered by the same kasha of the Rajba, that what are you saying, if the pshat is at Tzmutter, because it's Shavu l'chol nefesh, what do you need Bishra Gumi? So the Ramban, you know what the pshat in Mida Dava Bishra Gumi is? That's not kibbutz b'chlal. Because why is it not kibbutz? Because even though it goes out, but it goes back on. since the fire goes out, it goes back on, that's not considered kibui. And Zakhtar and Ban, and since there's no kibui, there's also no avara. And l'chayr, what he means is that that there's no avara because the avara is just replacing the kibui. The kibui puts it out, and then it goes back on, and memela, you're not causing avara, you just bring it back to what it was before. L'chayr, you can only understand this if you learn avara, like we said in the previous shir, b'shem the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that avara is only the fire. If avara means what it's consuming the fuel, avada is avara. You're putting new fuel in the fire, avada is avara. But elamai, the pshat is avara doesn't mean the consumption that's consuming fuel. Avara means the metzias of the fire. So there the pshat is, you're not being meisif on the metzias of the fire. When you put it on, it's causing a kibbutz, it's going down. And then it's just getting replaced, it's getting replenished. So it is not considered a kibbutz. The kibbutz is only temporary, and the avara is only replacing the kibbutz. And in Mele, there's no kibbutz, there's no avara. That's the mahalach of the Ramban and the Ran. It comes out of Afkimina Lalocha, the Shemishabura points out, in Siman Tavkuf Yer Aleph, that according to the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, and that's a Reif Paiskin Paskin, that it's considered Tzarech L'chol Nefesh. So you even allow to create a fire, especially to do the Mugmer, to mash in the payers. You allow to start a new fire just for the purpose of Mugmer. Mashaykin, if the heter is Mita Dava Bissa, Gumi means it's not called the Kibbuy, and therefore it's not called Davar, that's only when you have an existing fire. And then on the existing fire, you put in the spices, and it's not called the kibbutz because it's temporary, it's not called avara because it's just replenishing, so mele it's mutter. But to create a whole new fire for the purpose of mugmar, it would be lavlash and peyrus, it would be us. So that's what come out, lefidam l'chamis, and the ran and the rif. Like we said, the Mishmur brings it down in Siman Tavka Firalef as a yeshman apaiskim. And there's a sugi also to mention a contemporary shayla of smoking on Yom Tov. Even though la'ashen doesn't mean smoking, what we call smoking, it means to make smoked fruit. But here the paiskim speak about what's it then about smoking. The carbon is sanale, you can look at there, it's on the Rosh, Ice Yud. He says a whole long charifistic adrasha can get smoking. He can't hold back from writing this tremendous mikshal of smoking on Yontif. The mezalzon is a malchus of Orish l'tzerich. And he says, L'maisus, and his ikka reason why he asks is because not shovel chol nefesh. Because he says, non-smokers, they can't stand it. It's terrible for them. They're not able to smoke at all. They don't enjoy it at all. It's only for smokers. The smokers are mit. And Mimele, it's not called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And that's what also says in the Magen Avram, in Simon Tavkuf Yadalid, and also he brings from the Knesset Gdeli, it's a different reason to ask for smoking, because it's kibui. Very often you do kibui when you're smoking. You flick off the ashes, or other ways, other problems of kibui come up by smoking. And the Chayodim asks it also because, you know, they all hold it's Ein Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But Maisa, the minig was always to smoke on Yom Tov. The Shai Tshuva brings Kama Achroinim that say it's Mutter. He brings a Sefer called Darchei Noyam. He brings the Shulchan Atzei Shittim. He brings the Birkei Yosef from the Chidah. He brings the Merk Tzia said that the Chacham Tzvi used to be Machman not to smoke on Yom Tov. But a Rav, a big Chassid, a big Talmud Chacham told him he can't be Machman not to smoke on Yom Tov because it's Menev and Simchas Yom Tov. It's very difficult to go without smoking on Yom Tov. So Meili Yimachuiv to smoke on Yom Tov, and the Chachan Tzvi listened and he used to smoke on Yom Tov. Shai Tshuva also brings a minig not to smoke Yom Tov Rishon, but to smoke on Yom Tov Sheni. And the Be'alacha mentions, if he says, but Ein Limchus B'yad HaMakilim, even on Yom Tov Rishon, Yesh Lema Malas Smeichu. The only thing is, I want to mention, the Be'alacha says, that this is all in the places where the people are ruggled to smoke. If people aren't ruggled to smoke, then it's Asa Medina. Now, Shalz, how much do you need? Because in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, there's a lot more percentage of people smoking than now. Befrat, in the past 30 or 40 years, smoking went down a lot. Befrat in America, because of the health hazards that were associated to it, and much fewer people smoke now than they used to smoke before. So you have to really know, what exactly is the gedder of Shavu L'chol Nefesh? How many people do you need to smoke to be considered Shavu L'chol Nefesh? You can't really bring a raya from the minig or from the achreinim that held it was mutter, because it's hard to know exactly how many people smoke then, and if it stems with the amount of people that smoke now. Now let's see Levita. The next Mishnah said that there were three things Shabbazim and Azayi said was mutter, Acham said was Aser. The first one was that his cow went out with the Ritzur Shebein Karnel. with a leather strap between the horns of the cow. Chacham held that's called carrying on Shabbos, and Reb Elazar ben Azariah held it was mutter. So it says that Reb Elazar ben Azariah's cow went out with that ritzuah, and the Gemara Sakasha, Reb Elazar ben Azariah had only one cow. The Rav said that there were 13,000 calves that Reb Elazar ben Azariah gave from Meisr every year. So he must have had 130,000 calves born every year to his flock. Obviously, he had a tremendous amount of cows. So the Gemara brings a brisa, it wasn't his, it was his neighbor's. And because he wasn't Meicha, it was considered like it was his. The Gemara here says a Lashon Shechentai, which means a female neighbor. Is Yerushalmi also that says it was his wife's. Al Kapanim, it belonged to a woman. It's interesting, the Prima Gadim, in the beginning of Simon Shinhei, and Rabbi Kivega, in the beginning of Perek Meh Behema, in Shabbos, Claire's a shayla, is there a din shvisas behema by a woman? We know that there's halacha, l'man yenuach sharcha v'chamarcha, that you have to make sure that your animal doesn't do a malacha on Shabbos. That's a mitzvah say of shvisas behema. So the shayla is there, there's no lav. There's in another issa called mechamer. When you cause the animal to do a malacha, that's an issa of mechamer, that's a lav. That's a leisa say. But there's also a shvisas behema when your behema does a malacha without you causing it to do the malacha. There, that's just an assay of shvisas behema. So the shayla is a prima gadim b'kvega klara shayla on noshim chayiv in this mitzvah assay of shvisas behema. Because legabi the lav, noshu amachuyiv in every lav, every loisa say noshim and a noshim are the same. Legabi assay, the chayiv should be a mitzvah seishes man grama. As I claim, say a shayla that Nashim should be potter because the mitzvah says is man grama. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis and the Tveris Yisrael in the Bayaz there, in the beginning of Perek Meh Behema, say that this Gemara is mefereshes that Nashim amachu even shvisas behema. This problem of the cow going out is a problem of shvisas behema, and you see mefereshes that Aisha is machu even the din of shvisas behema. Abizal Tzarechiyin on the Prima Gadim Mikivegit Akleidah for Shail Lacharitz and Mefurish Gemara that Noshim Amachuyiv and Shisus Behema. Now the Shail is, how come it's not a mitzvah Seishas Mangrama? So Rabbi Kivegit there, Shtaltsu Machloika Shabain Tam and Ran, Legabe the Din of Sholish Seudais. Legabe the Chiv of Sholish Seudais. Shabain Tam says that the Noshim Amachuyiv and Sholish Seudais Bishamis, because Afeinoyab Oysa Nesav Mon. The Sholeh Seudos is Zecher to the Mon. It's learned out from the Mon. It's associated with Mon. And since the Nashim also were Afein Ba'ayah Ba'ayah Sanes of Mon, so Mel, there was a Mechuyiv in the Sholeh Seudos. The Ran and the Ramban also in Shabbos says, you don't have to come on to that. You don't have to come on to this Afein Ba'ayah Ba'ayah Sanes. There's a Hekesh of Zachar L'Shamah. The Gemara says in Brachas Tafchof, Nashim Achayavis B'Kiddush Hayayim, Nashim have a Chiv Deraisa of Kiddush, even though Kiddush should be a Mitzvah Seishas Van Grama. But you have a hekesh zocha l'shama. Kol sheyeshne b'shmira, yeshne b'schira. That anyone is mechuyev to watch Shabbos, to do shomer, not to do malacha on Shabbos, also mechuyev in zocha, to mask Shabbos, to remember Shabbos, to say kiddush. So that's why nashim are mechuyev in kiddush hayayim in deraisa. So zocha the Rana Ramban, this hekesh is not only for kiddush hayayim, this hekesh is for every mitzvah say associated with Shabbos is nichol in this hekesh. Every single mitzvah say associated with Shabbos Noshim HaMechuyim in the Raisa because of the Sekesh. Zogt Rabbi Kivega is very good. According to the Rana Ramban, it makes perfect sense why Isha should be Chayim and Shvisas Behemim in the Raisa, because it's also an Asay which is associated with Shabbos. It also goes into the Hekesh of Zachar V'Shamer. But according to Ben Utam, who doesn't learn out Sholeh Seudos from the Hekesh, Mestama he holds that the Hekesh is Dafka for Kiddush. So according to Ben Utam, Rabbi Kivega is mitzvah to say that Noshim are not Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah Asay of Shvisas Behemim. But like we said, it's a chayyish shvei from Agamar. Agamar is mamish mefereshes that they are mechuyev. So the Minchas Chinuch says an interesting tam. The Minchas Chinuch taka is bothered. He blives sarachim, but he mentions a tam that there's a big shaila. Taisus asks a kasha. The Gemara says in Kedushin that you learn it from a pasuk that dafka av is mechuyev to malas son and not an aim. Only the father is achiv and mitzvahs milu lomulis benay. Aim is part to be learned from a pasuk kachasiva oisei lekim. Fragging the Rishayin in the Kasha, why do you say it's a mitzvah seishes man grama? Why do you need the miyat of Aisa v'lo yaisa So one of the terutzim that is given by the Ritva, by the Ramban, is that the din of mitzvah seishes man grom is dafka mitzvah, which is al gufa of the isha. Isha's chiyav, she doesn't have a chiyav when it's mitzvah seishes man grom. Mashenki my mila, the chiyav is really for the katan. It's the katan's chiyav. Now the Torah was mechayev that the father has to take care of the katan's chiyav. So that's not a chiyav of the isha, that's really the chiyav of the katan. So b'chai gavna that the chiyav is not the chiyav of the isha, it's the chiyav of the katan, that the isha has to take care of the katan's chiyav. There's no din of mitzvah seishes man groma. Now the Michas Chinuch was bothered that l'maisa it's only one teretz. It seems like the other Rishonim who asked the kashas, the other teretzim, don't hold it as you said. But like we said, it could stim, because according to the Ran that says you have the hekesh, so anyway, we have a teretz. So Charles has a benetam. A benetam maybe could hold of that teretz of the Ritva. But the Magia on the Michas Chinuch brings from Achreinim that don't hold it as a good sushta. They hold that by the katan, there, the Torah is mechayev of the cotton and mila. Cotton's not a bar mitzvah yet, but the cotton is a ish Yisrael. He's mechayev of the mila. Now he can't do the mila. He's not a bar mitzvah. See, Bichal can't do the mila. So mainly his mitzvah is mutl on his parents to make sure he fulfills his mitzvah. But he says it's called his mitzvah. Now shegin shizus behemta. It's very not mistarpet to say that the Torah is mechayev of the behema to keep Shabbos. But since the behema can't do it, the male of the adin has to make sure that the behema keeps the chiyev. The charetz tam achiv on the mensch, that the mensch has to have that his behemoths are keeping Shabbos. Mele, it's not such a good sushtel to the case by Mila, where there you could say it's a cotton's chiv, so it's not totally mitzvah shizman grama. Mashenka by the behemoth, it's a little bit schwerer to say it's the behemoth's chiv. You really could say like the Milchas Chinuch, but that's what he brings down from the Achreinim. Now, Kapanim, it's a little bit so schwer. How do you know that a isha should be chayiv and choose behemoth? Why don't you say it's mitzvah shizman grama? There's also Amud the Aris, Simon Tassit speaks about it, and the Binyan Shlomai, Chelek Beis, Arachayim, Simon Chaf Aleph. They bring drashas that you can have, that Aisha should be chayiv in Shvisas Behema, like the Gemara here indicates. Another Inyan negated to this Gemara comes up as a little B'zaitik, but it's a very interesting Inyan. The Gemara mentioned that their Blazim and Azariah, they were maised 13,000 calves every single year from his flock. So Taiz asked the Kasha the following Kasha. And Blazim and Azariah was after the Churban HaBayis. He says, it brings a raya like this. After the Churban HaBayis, Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai was still the Nasi. Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavna, didn't become a Nasi right away. Varaya, because Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai was the one that was Mesakin Takonais after the Churban HaBayis. So there was at least a little time period between the Churban HaBayis and the Nasius of Rabbi Gamliel. Now we know from the Gemara in Brachas that sometime after the Nesias of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was offered the Nesias and eventually he shared it with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had 3 weeks and he had 1 week. That's the well-known story in Brachas that Rabbi Gamliel was Mevazer Rabbi Yeshua and the people didn't want him to be the Nasi anymore and they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Nasi and then he asked Mechila and became back the Nasi again. The whole story in Masechta's Brachas. That story clearly indicates that it was already over a year before Rabbi Gamliel became the Nasi, because they said a year before it was with the story of Rabbi Tzadik. So you see there, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Nasi at least a few years after the Churban HaBayis. And the Gemara there in Bracha says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was only 18 years old when he was a Nasi. So at the time of the Churban HaBayis, he couldn't have been much older than 14, maybe 15 years old, stretching it, but he couldn't have been that much older. So pretty much the Bayis was destroyed, if not when he was a katam, but maybe shortly after he became a gadol. So Be'ikar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was around after the Churban HaBayis. So Fractasis, the Gemara Mechayri says that they didn't take Ma'is HaBehema after Churban HaBayis. Really, you could take Ma'is HaBehema, you just can't bring it as a carbon, but you could be mafresh the Ma'is HaBehema even though there's no base of Mikdash. But the Gemara says we don't do it, because then you're going to have all these karbanis around, and you're not going to have anything what to do with them. So it's better not to do the mitzvah of Ma'isa Behema, you can't bring it as a carbon anyway, than to be mafresh the Ma'isa Behema, and then have a problem that you can't bring these behemoths as a carbon, you're going to have to just leave them pasture, and people might use them, and might be moil and hektish. That's the Gemara in Becheiris. So that's the Isis Kasha. How did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah give 13,000 calves for Ma'isa every year, when he was after the Churban HaBayis, and after Churban HaBayis, you don't give Ma'isa Behem anymore. So Taisus says three terutzim. First terutz is that takana, that after Churban HaBayis, you don't take Marish anymore, was not instituted right after the Churban HaBayis. It was instituted sometime later, perhaps 25 years after the Churban HaBayis, whatever it was instituted sometime later. But immediately after the Churban HaBayis, people continued doing the Meiser on their animals, taking every tenth one and being makdish it as a carbon, and they just wouldn't bring it as a carbon. And that's what was done, because that's the mitzvah to do that. Eventually, Chachamim were mevatel that mitzvah because it will come midei takala, but not immediately after the churban. Another teretz he gives is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was actually a katan, but he yarshened a tremendous amount. This is all money that he had, the Yerusha, and he had an apotropist. There was a caretaker that was taking care of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and his property, and the caretaker would give 13,000 calves every year for Meiser Behema. And it was back at the time of the Churban HaBayis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a child, but his apotropos would take care of it. His apotropos would give the 13,000 calves. A third Taisa says is the Gemara is not discussing Meiser. The Gemara is discussing income taxes or livestock taxes. The Gemara was discussing a tax that was given to the king. That's what it means, the 13,000 animals were given for Meiser Behema. The king would take 10% of the livestock, and he would give the 13,000 calves to the king. It has nothing to do with karbanis. That's the third Taisus gives. In Masechta Shabbos, it's the same Taisus. And there, the Maral, and also the Sfasemis was mechaven to it. They said, L'chai, you could say a better pshat, that he gave Meiser, Taka gave Meiser, but he gave Meiser for tzedakah. Doesn't say he gave Meiser as a karban. He gave Meiser for tzedakah. He's supposed to give tzedakah 10% of your income, of your revach, whatever you earned. The flock had 330,000 new calves. So Mele gave 13,000 calves as Meiser to Aniyim. He gave it to poor people. That's what it means, Meiser. And the Ridvan Shabbos brings a Ramban that says another pshat. It says they didn't actually give Meiser. It means it was Roy for Meiser. It's a little daichik in the Lashon of Gemara. But it means that's how much he would have had to give Meiser had he been Bizman Avayis. And the Ridvan says you could say a little better. You could say he set aside the animals. He set aside the animals for Meiser that he should give it to a kain. That if Mashiach comes, Mashiach should come right away. He already had set aside the Meiser that he'd be able to give it to a Kayin, he'll be able to bring it as a carbon. Even though he wasn't actually Makdish the Behemoth, so that way there wouldn't be any problem of Takala, but they were all standing and waiting, they were all set aside that he'd be able to use them for Meiser. So these are the Terutzim from the Mefarshim on this Kasha. Now, on the Terutz that his Apotropos gave, so Kumdash was talking about regular Meiser Behema, regular carbon Meiser, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a child, and apparently an orphan, apparently a very rich orphan, and his apotropos, his caretaker, gave every year 13,000 behemoths for Meiser Behema. So the Chacham Tzvi, in Siman Lamed Gimel, asks a kasha, the Gemara in Gittin, in Anazakin, discusses whether a apotropos should give Meiser Chumus and Meiser. So the Gemara says that apotropos, if you have, let's say, an orphan that inherited a lot of property, and there's an apotropos taking care of it, and there's a lot of crops, they all belong to the orphan, does the apotropos give Meiser? The Gemara says it depends. Whatever the orphan needs to eat, that the apotropos gives Meiser. Whatever the orphan doesn't need to eat, whatever is just going to be stored, there the apotropos does not give Meiser. The Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, what if he's going to sell it? The Rambam holds, even if he's going to sell it, it should be sold as tevel. He does not give Meiser. Only what the Yasim needs to eat. He's eating from his property, so he can't eat without Meiser. It's Tevel. So then the Apotropos gives Meiser. But even if he's going to sell it, you sell it as Tevel, let the Lekeach take Meiser. The Ravid says no. If he's going to sell it also, you don't sell Tevel. You have to sell Chulam or Sukkanim. It'll come to problems. Whatever he's going to sell also, the Apotropos should give Meiser. But whatever's going to be stored in the warehouse there, the Apotropos does not give Meiser. So the Chachan Tzvi asked, Meiser Behemet is no din tevel b'chlal. There's nothing wrong with eating the animals without Meiser being given. There's no halchas tevel. So it's just a chiv to give Meiser. So mehecha teisa, the apotropos gives Meiser. You see, by Chumas, the apotropos does not give Meiser. So by Meiser Behemet also, a katan's potter from mitzvahs. Where does the apotropos come in to give Meiser? Something which he needs to eat, according to the Ravid, even if he needs to sell, but something which he needs, it's a need that he has. He can't use the peiris without Meiser, even if he's selling it according to the Ravid, but he's not supposed to sell it without Meiser being taken off. Then Apotropos does it. It's for the takana of the Yasim, even though he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. But if he's if it's something which he's not mechuyevin and he has no takana, there's no reason for him to do it. It doesn't make any tevel. So where's that apotropos come to take meiser on the behemah? So the Chacham sees mefalpel. He's bothered by the kasha. He doesn't come out with the teretz that he likes. But the two possibilities that he discusses is, first of all, by chumas and meisers, the reason why that apotropos doesn't do it is because when they get older, they could do it. If it's laniach, if it's stored, or in the case, even according to the Rambam, where it's sold, but the lakeach will do it. In other words, there will be chumas and meisers being taken off. The question is, should the apotropos do it for the assignment, or should they wait until the assignment get older and they'll do it, or let the lakeach do it for the Rambam? So in such a case, the apotropos has no business doing it. But here, if they don't take off the meiser behema, so meiser behema won't be taken off at all. When you sell the animals, the lakeach doesn't take meiser behema. Meiser behema is only a din in the one that owns the animals that's being born. But if he sells the animals, there is no demaisa behema on them. So, probably, with 130,000 animals, obviously, they're going to sell them. That's how they're going to make money. So then, there'll be no din meiser altogether. So in such a case, where the mitzvah is going to be lost altogether, then the apotropos does do it. That's one possibility that he has. Second possibility, the Chachon Tzi says, is that meiser behema doesn't go to a kain. Ma'aser behema goes to the bailam. Ma'aser behema is a carbon which the bailam eat. So apotropos can't take of chumas and ma'asers because he's giving away the food from the assignment. He's giving them away, and they're not mechuyev mitzvah. So you have no right to give it away except if they need you to give it away for their own purposes. But as though you can't give it away. But ma'aser behema, you're not giving away at all. Ma'aser behema, you bring it as a carbon, and then the bailam are eating it. So the assignment are going to eat it. So therefore, in that there's no problem of bringing Ma'aser behema in that case. That's the Chachon Tzi's other possibility. He's mefalpel with these two terutzim. I saw in the Minchas Ariel and Masechet Shabbos, Daf Nadal Nun Beis, he asks another kasha. He says, is the Yosef and the Risker of, it's in the Ksavim and Zvachim Daf Mem Hei, he says, L'gabe a guy. He explains, why by a guy, can't you have Ma'aser behema? He says, because Ma'aser Behema is not a din in the Chefs, it's a din in the Gavri, he says. Ma'aser Behema is not chal on the Behemoths themselves. Ma'aser Behema is a chiv Gavra, it's a chiv on the person that he has to give Ma'aser Behema. So after the guy who's not a Bar Chiyuva, it's b'chlal not shy of him to have Ma'aser Behema. He's not m'chiv a Ma'aser Behema, so his animals can't become Ma'aser Behema. They're not mitzdarif to be Ma'aser Behema. There's no din asiri. That's only mitzad the chiv. If you have someone who's a Bar Chiyuva, he's mechuyev to give ma'aser behema. So mainly his animals are mitzurif to be called ma'aser behema. So he counts 10 animals. The 10th animal that he counts, so mainly becomes ma'aser behema, becomes a carbon of ma'aser behema. Ma'aser kein, if there's no chiv of ma'aser behema, the animals are potter because they belong to a guy. There's no chiv gavre b'chlal. So mainly it's not b'chlal called ma'aser behema. Let's look thereof. The Achiezer, Chaim Eizer says, Mamish come out the same, you saw it very bekitzer. And Chayla Gimel Simon and Vav, Lagabe Carbon, Lagabe Hektish, he's Mephalpel in the Gemara that says that it's not Shaykh Ma'aser Behema on a carbon. The Shaila is why? He says it's Nakuda, because since on a carbon there's no one that's Mechuyiv and Ma'aser Behema, so Mamela, it's Mechal not Shaykh, it should have a Shay Ma'aser Bechalal. So Veg de Minchas Ariel, so that Lechari should have had applied by a Katan also. It's not only a kasha like the Chachon Tzi says that why is the apotropos doing the mitzvah for the Yisayim, Echetes is the right to do it, and the Chachon Tzi is mefalpel, maybe because the Yisayim aren't losing anything, maybe it's because otherwise the mitzvah will be nisbatel mekoil v'koil. That's, you have that shmuz. But l'chayre, if the Tanim aren't mechuyev in the mitzvah, it's b'chalal l'chak to be called ma'aser behema. L'fidus Yisayim from the Brisker Rav and from a Chaim Eizer, that you need a bar chayuva in order for him to become ma'aser behema, a katan's also not a bar chayuva. A katan also shouldn't become ma'aser behema. Life's a tzarachim with this kasha. Another very interesting nekuda is the Ritva's teretz that we mentioned. The Ritva says that it was set aside to give to the kain. So you see, the Ritva's shita is that ma'aser behema goes to a kain. That means his Ritva Masechta Shabbos came out very recently and Achrayim didn't have it. But the Ritva above Mitzia, which is also there in the shita Mekubetzes, which all the Achrayim had, also says the same Yisayin. The Ritva says it mamish parenthetically, but Mitzia Davavim at Beis, he mentions that he's naming on that Ma'aser Behema goes to the Kayin. So already the Marid Al-Ghazi in Bechairis, it's in the Hilchas Bechairis Neramban, at the end of Bechairis, Dav Zayinim at Beis in the Dafei HaSeifa there, Seif Eischas, he brings the Ritva, and he asks the Kashi, he says it's Tamiya. Ma'aser Behema doesn't go to a Kayin. Ma'aseh behemah goes to the Bailam. Bailam, bring it as a carbon and eat it. That's the din. It's Ma'aseh on first Rashi. It's in Chumash. Towards the end of B'chukaisai, the Rashi says it goes to the Bailam because the Pasuk never says it goes to the Kayin. It's also Rashi in Gemara and B'chayrish daf nun gimel amet aleph that Ma'aseh behemah goes to the Bailam. It's also the Rambam. And Ilchus B'chayrish, Perek Vav, Alachad Dalad. It doesn't say anywhere that a Ma'aseh behemah goes to the Kayin. A Vada Ma'aseh behemah goes to the Bailam. What's the Pshat in the Dvar that it goes to the Kayin? It's the effect of Merid al Ghazi. The emphasis of the Shmuz about it, there is a pilpul about it. There's a Sheen of Rabbeinu Chananel, which is in Chulin, Tafkuf Lamed Vav. It's brought in the Rajba and in the Ramban there, that he says that Kahanim are potter from Ma'aseh Behema. There's already a tshuva from the Rambam about this. In the Tshuva's Peradar, Simon and Ches, there's a tshuva from the Rambam about this. The Rambam was also asked the Shail of Kahanim are Mechuyiv Ma'aseh Behema. He says, Avadad are Mechuyiv Ma'aseh Behema. He says, why shouldn't they be Mechuyiv? What does it say, Kahanim are potter? He says, Matnes Kuna, very often Kahanim are potter, because since it's a benefit for the Kayin, so a Kayin doesn't have to do it. Masha'enke, Ma'aseh Behema has nothing to do with Matnes Kuna. It's not a Matnes Kuna B'chlal, the Bailam do it. So Vada the Kayin would also be Chai. But Rabbeinu Chananel, which holds that a Kayin is potter, it's very possible that he holds that it goes to the Kahanim, like we saw in the Ridva. Then Mrs. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau says this. He just says it's not 100% Murchuch, because there's the Aruch. The Aruch also says, Klar, the Kahanim are potter from Ma'aseh Behema. But the Aruch says that Ma'aseh Behema does not go to the Kahanim. It stays by the Bailam, and still he says that Kahanim are potter from Ma'aseh Behema. So Ma'aseh says it's not 100% Murchuch such a thing. But it's a Mashmah Yisalka upon him. It's hard to understand if Itaka doesn't go to the Kanim, so Mehech tastes the Kanim should be potter. So Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau, in his mitzvah of Ipsadi Goyin, Asim Pei Vav, he holds that Ipsadi Goyin Shita is also that goes to Kanim. And his Mephalpul very, very stark. There are Kama Vakama Rayas that it doesn't go to the Kanim. His Mephalpul with each one of them. But some of them he has a hard time with. Some of them he has a very hard time being miyashiv. There's some gemara that are mamish mefurish that the ma'aseh behema doesn't go to the kanim. Agaponim, the shidus ritva seems clear that it does go to kanim. The Ibn Ezra also says that at the end of b'chukai said it goes to kanim, and the Bruch official Perla holds that the psadi gain also holds clear that it goes to the kanim. But the chananel is not 100% clear. It would be a mashmois because he says the kanim apater. But like we said, it's not mamish mucha because the aruch also holds kanim apater. And still the Aruch holds that it doesn't go to the Kanim. But Rashi and the Rambam are mefurish that it does not go to the Kanim, and that's the Mashmois of Kama Vakama Sugyas. Just mentioned three of them, just the Dbleta, Becharis Chafal from the Beis, Zvachim Tesum and Aleph, Kulun Kuflam and Vav. The Kama Sugyas that a Mashmaklar that doesn't go to the Kanim, and the Ruch official Perlau discusses it, Berichas. Just a little bit more Aris, the Rambam brings a raya that Kahanim are mechuyiv in the din of Ma'aseh Behema from our Gemara. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kayin. It says he was a Siri le'Ezra. Ezra was a Kayin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kayin. It's also Mefurish Gemara that Rabbi Gamliel gave Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Truma's Meiser. You see, call it that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kayin. So he says, since you see Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah gave Ma'aseh Behema, you see Nalag Rabbeinu Chananel. You see that even Kahanim are mechuyiv in Ma'aseh Behema. So the Mishnah Melech also was mechavin to this kasha. The Rambam already says it. Rabbi Kivegin in the Gilyon Hashas and Tezin Shabbos, which is the same as Tezis here, quotes on the teretz of that it wasn't really Ma'aseh Behema, it was a tax. He says, I am Mishnah Melech. He means to answer the Mishnah Melech's kasha. The feed of third teretz of Tezin, we're not talking about Ma'aseh Behema because we're after the Churban. We're talking about a tax, a livestock tax, sends b'chalna a kasha. We're not discussing the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Behema. So even a Kayin could give taxes. But by me, it's very sure the Ritva. The Ritva in Shabbos, like we said that he didn't actually give the Ma'aseh Behema. He took the Ma'aseh Behema and set it aside to give to a Kayin. So the Ritva holds that Ma'aseh Behema goes to a Kayin. And the Ritva says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah set it aside to give to a Kayin. L'chaim, why would he do that? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is a Kayin. That's the Chayav very Shver, that the Ritva that says that he set aside the Ma'aseh Behema, that means he's talking about Ma'aseh Behema Mamish, to give to a Kayin. If he is a Kayin, why would he set it aside to give to a Kayin? He himself is a Kayin. The Chayav, he wouldn't have to give the Ma'aseh Behema to a Kayin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.